This programming is sponsored by Linscombe Wealth, a wealth management firm partnering with individuals and families dedicated to helping them build, preserve, and manage wealth by creating a customized plan to work toward achieving their goals. More at linscombewealth.com.
Welcome to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this week we'll hear some highlights from a River Oaks Chamber Orchestra concert featuring No Conductor, as well as a couple of the organization's world premiere commissions. We'll begin with a piece for winds by Romanian composer George Enescu. This is a decette featuring pairings of flutes, clarinets, horns, and bassoons, along with an oboe and English horn. It's a very light piece in three movements, all of which are fairly relaxed and leisurely. They're not slow and plodding by any means, but the mood of the work is generally subdued with occasional bursts of energy. Here are musicians from Rocco in 2008.
Thank you.
The Decet for Winds by George Enescu, performed by the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra at the St. John the Divine Episcopal Church in Houston. You're listening to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media Classical. Now, we'll jump from all winds to all strings. Gustav Holst, who you might recognize as the composer of The Planets, was a successful music teacher alongside his career as a composer, and he served as the music master at the St. Paul's Girls' School for nearly 30 years up to the end of his life. This suite for strings is named St. Paul's Suite, which he wrote for the students there. And if you're familiar with Holst's concert band music, you might recognize the last movement, Fantasia on the Dargason, from his second suite in F for military band.
Thank you.
the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra performing Gustav Holst's St. Paul's Suite in February of 2008. I'm Joshua Zinn, and you're listening to Encore Houston. Thanks for joining me. At this point, we'll jump around to a couple of other performances from Rocco's catalog of world premieres. The orchestra regularly commissions new works every season, and this next piece branches out from classical music just a little bit. This is Getcha Groove On by bassist Rick Robinson. He combines the elements of traditional classical music with genres like classic rock, blues, and rockabilly, as if a classical musician were wandering from different music clubs during a night on the town. Here is the orchestra led by Andres Cardenas.
Thank you.
Rick Robinson's Get Ya Groove On, performed by the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra in September of 2015. We'll conclude this episode with another world premiere from one of the orchestra's other conductorless concerts. This is a piece by local composer Marcus Moroni, his Concerto for Orchestra. Since he knew he was writing this for an ensemble that wouldn't have a conductor, he was cognizant of providing a strong sense of rhythm so that they could stay together. So in the first movement, you'll hear a strong pulsing figure from the lower instruments, laying a foundation for the rest of the group at the outset. The second movement is a theme and variations, providing a sort of larger repetitive structure that the players can latch onto. And the final movement features a repetitive figure called an ostinato that carries throughout the piece, even as other things are going on around it. Here is Rocco in 2016.
Thank you.
the world premiere performance of Marcus Maroni's Concerto for Orchestra, performed conductorless by the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra in February 2016. It's the summer, so the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra's season unfortunately doesn't start again until September. But if you'd like to find out more about their upcoming season or listen to other recordings of past concerts, you can go to their website, roco.org. The recording engineer for these concerts was Andy Bradley, and Mark DiClaudio does the mix for the show. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this has been Encore Houston. Thanks for listening to Houston Public Media.